So, Christmas story tells us about a world a long time ago, a world that's changed, but people haven't changed. And we are still, if we could have the first slide up, we've still got a problem because we're sinners. We're sinners. Here we go. There we are, which means we put I first rather than God first, and looking after others as important as us. And sin's a problem for two reasons. It's a problem because we need forgiveness because we've done wrong things, and also we need to be changed so that we're not those sort of horrible self-centered people who say, I, me, but people who love God and love others. So what's the Christmas story got to do about it? Well, when Jesus was born, he was given some special names. When that baby was born, he was given some special names. In our day, names, you probably don't think about what your name means, but most of our names as well have special meaning. So I've got this book, it's quite old now, A Name for Your Baby. And it's got lots of names, and it tells you what the names mean. So if we just try one or two, if anybody, it hasn't got everyone's name in here, but it's got quite a few. Then, do you want to try yours? David, what does David mean? David, it says here, because is from the Hebrew, it's a Jewish word, beloved. Okay, that's nice, isn't it? Beloved. All right, anybody else would like to know what that... Bryn. I know what Bryn means. Do you know what Bryn means? It means hill. It's Welsh for hill. I don't know what that says about you, but your name is called Bryn, is hill. Would you like Josh? Josh. Well, let's see what Joshua... Joshua, Hebrew, okay, it's a Jewish name, which means the Lord saves. It means that God can save you. That's good news, isn't it? We'll have one last one. Grace. I think I know what grace means. Grace means grace. And grace is when you give something to somebody that they don't deserve. So when God forgives us, don't deserve that, but God is gracious. We'll have one last one. Anyone last one? Thomas? No. Oh, go on, what does it mean, if you get it right? Yeah, great. Thomas, twin. There you go. There you are, well done. That's it. So, there are some other names, you can ask me afterwards if you want, but we better stop now, we'll take up all our time. But when that baby was born 2,000 years ago, he was given two very special names. Can anyone remember, this is testing your memory, in the reading that Liz read for us, it talked about two names, Bethan. Jesus was one of them. Great, have we got that one up? I can't remember what's on the next slide. Yeah, we have got that one up, I think. Jesus. And can anyone remember what the other one was? It's a much longer word, less well known. But it was in that reading as well. Another name that it was given to him? Emmanuel. Oh, wow, well done. Emmanuel, fantastic. Now, what did that... They meant something. If you looked them up in a book, if you were there 2,000 years ago, oh, what name for your baby, what does this mean? Why was he called Jesus? Why was he called Jesus? Anybody else? Any ideas? Who haven't already asked? Well, I'll stick to the old faithfuls. There we go. John, do you know what he meant? Yeah, he was called Jesus because God said we must give him that name. But God said it had a special meaning. Oh, well, that's Mary. Come on. It means Savior. It means, if I got you, will name him Jesus, the Son Jesus. Give him that name because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus, there you are, Josh, this is for you. Jesus is the New Testament version of Joshua. It's the same name. Joshua, they come from the same word and they both mean God saves. Emmanuel, could anybody know what Emmanuel means? God is with us. Was that what you were going to say, William? Yeah, okay, we'll have that as well. She will have a son, they will name him Emmanuel. This name means God is with us. So the baby born at Bethlehem was given the name Jesus because he came to save us from our sins so that we could be forgiven. He was God come down to sort out the mess so that we could be forgiven and so that we could be changed. That's why Christmas is such good news. That's why the birth of the baby is such good news, because even though it's from a long time ago, we still need to be forgiven. And we still need God to change our hearts. We need God with us and God to forgive us. But how does that actually happen? How do we receive that gift? Well, I'm going to have as we draw to a close, I'm just going to have a quick poll, give you a vote to see which you will do. On Christmas Day, if you can imagine this, you know what happens on Christmas Day? You get given presents. Okay, so there you are, Christmas Day, you've just been given a present. And what do you do? Oh, hold on, we'll skip the next bit. If we can just skip the next couple of slides. Whiz, whiz, whiz. There we go. When you're given your present on Christmas Day, do you get out your pocket money? I'm going to give you four choices. Do you get out your pocket money and say, oh, how much does that cost? All right, how much do I owe you? Or do you, next one please, do you say, nah, don't want that. Or do you say, well, that's really kind of you to give me a present, but actually I haven't been very good. I haven't been good enough this last year. I really don't deserve a present, so I'll just say, so no thank you. Or do you, last one, do you say thanks and rip the paper off? We'll have a vote. Okay, how many of you do A? Anybody here who, when they're offered a present on Christmas Day, and I'm watching carefully, I'll report to your parents and grandparents if you say this, so they'll know what to do. No one says A. Does anybody say, when they've been given a present on Christmas Day, I don't want that? John, Mandy, Dan doesn't want his presents this year, okay? So you can, that's fine. Does anyone say, that's really kind, but actually I haven't been good enough? No one does that. Does anybody, when they're given a present, say, thanks, and rip the paper off? Me, count me in. Yeah, okay, so that's what we do. That's what we have to do with God's present as well. Yet it's amazing how many people try and say, well, God, how much does it cost? What do I have to do to deserve this? Do I have to go to church lots to deserve this? Or do I have to pray lots to deserve? No. How many people say to God, well, that's interesting, Jesus was born, he came to be a saviour, I don't want that. I don't want to be forgiven. I don't want God to sort out the mess in my life. How many people say, actually, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve this? But what we really need to do, this is for the children, it's for the grown-ups as well, we need to come to God and say, thank you, that's just what I need, and accept the gift. A gift of Jesus who's come so that we can be forgiven and so that our hearts can be changed. So we say to Jesus, please forgive me. Please sort out the mess in my life so that instead of me being a horrible, self-centered, me, I want this, I want that sort of person, we're someone who loves God first and loves other people like we love ourselves.